A to Z of college recruiting. This is the show where you'll learn about the latest tips and tricks on how to maximize your scholarship opportunities tenfold. You'll learn the hows, whys, and whats of college recruitment and scholarships. Let's get into it.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to episode 42 of the NSR podcast, the show where we give you the latest tips and tricks on how to maximize your scholarship opportunities. Matt, we're back again.
We are back again supplying
the people of Australia and New Zealand with incredible information on the US collegiate system.
Substantial, incredible information.
Exactly. It's unbelievable, that the information that we're throwing out to the
it's
listeners.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. What other words we got? Nah. Look, this week we're going to be taking a tour of Boston College. So if you look into the background on the green screen, you'll see the campus of Boston College. We actually have one of our athletes heading over to Boston College this year.
On
a basketball scholarship, a big NCAA Division I program. So, look, keep an eye out behind us, and you'll see Boston College's campus. So
keep an eye out behind you as well. Always watch your back.
Once you're on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to YouTube, obviously our YouTube channel, to stay up to date with all the podcasts and all the other videos and information that we put on YouTube. Also subscribe on the podcast apps that I'm sure you've all downloaded, iTunes as well, to stay up to date with all the podcast episodes. So, Matt, this week we're going to be talking about HECS.
The Higher Education Contribution Scheme?
Exactly. We're going to be talking about HECS and why it is your problem. And when we say your, we're talking about parents, athletes, students.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. Because it is your problem.
It is your problem.
Exactly. So we're going to be speaking about HECS and how it works, what similar schemes they have in the US, and also the pros and cons of taking HECS, you know, studying here in Australia. So stay tuned. It's going to be a great episode on a sort of a different topic, something we haven't covered so far.
Phenomenal episode.
A phenomenal episode. So stay tuned, guys.
Fantastic episode.
All right, Matthew, let's talk about HECS.
Let's do it.
That's, of course, what the episode is about. So,
and how it's your problem.
And how it is your problem. And when we say your problem, we mean parents, kids, students, everyone. It's everyone's problem.
That's it.
Exactly. So, look, HECS is something that's brought up on a daily basis here in the office for sure. It's probably one of the first questions that families sort of ask, or one of the first concerns that families bring up when looking into this pathway. Now, you know, is there something similar to HECS in the US?
Right. That's like the first question that anybody asks when you start talking about post-secondary, you know, coursework and studying is, will HECS take care of that?
Exactly. And I know it can be pretty daunting when thinking about the US and all the costs involved. You think, you know, and I know my parents did the same, sending him to the US, like that's surely going to cost a fortune, which is, it does make sense why HECS is brought up pretty quickly, because here in Australia, I guess we have that mindset of, well, HECS will take care of it. I don't have to pay anything right now.
It's not my problem.
Exactly. There you go.
The Texas problem.
It is Texas problem. So, Matt, do you just want to explain quickly what HECS is and how it sort of works for uni students here in Australia?
Yeah, let's get the American. Let's get the Texan to explain what the HECS system is.
I'll chime in.
No. No.
I'm sure you'd be happy to.
No, you've given me this task, and exactly. I will do it. Because, look, as Texan as I am, I've lived here for 7 years, all right, and I've become...
You're Tex-Australian.
I'm Tex-Australian.
Tex-Australian.
Yeah, there you go. But, like, because I work, you know, in this industry when it comes to post-secondary education...
You have to have a decent idea of what HECS is.
Yeah, I've become an expert on HECS.
Yeah. A HECSpert.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly.
But basically, HECS is an interest-free loan. Mm-hmm. So it does not accumulate interest after you borrow it, but it can be adjusted based on...
The cost of living,
correct. So each financial year, it will be reassessed, and what was worth one amount 1 year may be worth a little bit more the next year. So it'll always be adjusted. But... Yeah. It's a loan that will help pay for university fees. So it's actually called HELP now, H-E-L-P.
Okay, makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, so Higher Education Loan Program.
Yeah.
As opposed to Higher Education Contribution Scheme. I think that's a bit of a scheme in itself.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't allow people to think, oh, no, it is a loan. It is a loan that you will pay back.
Yeah.
So to call it a higher education loan program makes a lot more sense. That changed a while ago, but everyone still knows it as HEX.
So we'll stick to HEX throughout this episode.
Yeah, so we'll stick to HEX because you understand it. But HEX only covers your tuition. So it only covers your tuition and fees to study.
Yeah.
Right? And it doesn't cover any extras like accommodation.
No extra study or costs involved with studying.
It doesn't cover your books.
Your tuition.
It's just your tuition fees.
Yeah.
So your books, stationery, your accommodation, your travel.
Anything else involved with getting to university
at all. Not strictly just the cost of your course is all that it will cover. Now, eligible students can borrow up to the HEX limit or the help limit.
To pay their fees.
To pay their fees. And in 2016, that limit was just under $100,000, so $99,389 for most students. If students were undertaking medicine, veterinary,
dentistry,
that limit was a little bit higher. It was $124,238.
Yeah. Now that's the limit. So look, obviously a lot of people, or majority of people, won't be taking out that sort of amount, you know, on their HEX or help loan. That's just, I guess, the threshold or the limit.
Right. But you can take up to that amount.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like I look at it though, and like the average isn't too much. Like it's less than that, but it's still pretty substantial. Like I know you were doing research on it this week.
I did do a bit of research on it this week. This is straight from the Sydney Morning Herald.
Fact.
As of 2016, the average, HEX help loan was around $50,000 over 3 years of study. So that sort of works out to around $16,666.
Repeat bar.
Per year, exactly. Now, again, that's 2016. And as we said, cost of living increases, HEX loan repayments will increase as well with the cost of living. So that potentially, you know, that 50,000 could be 55,000 now. So taking it to around $17,000 a year, I guess, with your HEX loan per year for 3 years.
Right.
And if you want to study for 4 years, if you need to take a prerequisite course beforehand, if you don't qualify straight away for physiotherapy or whatever it may be coming out of high school, you'll have to take a year of...
You do a pathways and then you HEX that. And then you say you get into physio and then that's another 4 years.
Yeah.
So it turns into 5 years of HEX debt. And mm-hmm. you know, everything depends on what you study. But look, that
17,000 sounds about right.
Yeah.
From what we've...
Definitely. Definitely sounds about right.
With athletes about.
And look, I think it's just based on the students that we've been working with that, you know, may do a year worth of university studies and then want to transfer over to the States. They were essentially, by stopping their studies, they were able to defer and not have to pay the remaining 2 years of those studies.
Yeah.
They were still out for the first year that they borrowed. And I think that's about the amount that majority of them have come back and said, well, look, after that first year at Melbourne Uni, like
my tuition.
I'm sitting at about like 16, 17 for the year. So that's pretty accurate.
Awesome. So look, that's just a brief overview of sort of what HEX or HELP is. HELP makes a lot more sense, the acronym as well as what it actually means. So look, we're going to dive into HEX repayments in a little bit more detail in the next segment. So stay tuned, guys. So, Matt, we just mentioned that here in Australia, the average sort of cost per year for school or university, is around $16,000, maybe a bit more, maybe a little bit less, depending on the course, depending on
strictly
the year, whatever it is.
Strictly your tuition and fees.
Exactly, which is what HEX help covers.
Yep.
And look, it's a lot of money, but look, the most common response we get to that, I guess, you know, in regards to the $16,000 in tuition and fees for uni here in Australia is...
Love this one.
Well, I don't have to pay it now. It's, you know, it's free. I don't have to pay it back until a later date. Or, again, I don't have to do anything with it until I start making money. Well,
it's not really a problem because I don't have to deal with it.
It's not my problem.
Right. Yeah. Like, and parents, you know, say, oh, Well, look,
he's finished high school now. He's a woman, I've
forked out for high school and look, yeah, they're 18 now.
You're an adult.
Yeah, it's their problem.
And look, I guess in a way those things are correct, and there's no arguing that. That's why Hex was set up. It was so you didn't have to start paying back your university fees until you start making a certain amount of money, which we'll touch on very soon. But I guess what we try to do is help them understand that there's a little bit more to it than that.
There's a lot more to it than that.
Exactly. So,
right. It's always your problem.
Yeah.
All right. And there's a couple reasons for that. So, no, you don't have to pay, that $16,000 straight up for that year of school.
Yeah.
But I can almost guarantee that you're spending at the very least
throwing out guarantees.
A guarantee.
Yeah.
Guarantee that you're spending at least $16,000 a year outside of school to live. I can guarantee it.
I can guarantee it.
All right? Like, I just did the math on my own. Just in what I pay in rent alone per year, I make $21,000. And it's depressing. All right? But I just did it, and I calculated my rent for the year, and I was like, wow, that's actually the first time that I've done it, because it just becomes like, it's normal.
It's a natural, yeah.
Yeah, it's normal. But in rent alone, not groceries, not social life, not, traveling, doing things, like rent alone, that's $21,000 just for me.
And I can imagine food and everything else on top of that's going to be probably another $15,000 a year.
Oh, I don't even want to know. and that's the thing. Like, that's most people's philosophy. It's like, oh, well, no, it's just become this natural thing. Like, they haven't actually broken it down and looked at what they spend. And then the argument to that is, oh, well, you live at home. And you don't have rent payment.
And I did a quick analysis or budget analysis on living at home. I don't live at home. I pay rent as well, and I don't want to do the math because I don't want to be as depressed as you. But I had myself sitting at around $17,000 a year, being very conservative with what I spend. And I know it's more than that, but around $17,000 Australian, obviously, per year. But again, I know it's more than that.
Right. So now we did a very, very conservative estimate of
cost.
Let's say that you lived at home with mom and dad while you went to uni.
Yeah.
And you just, the bare essentials of the things that you needed. Like, I'm talking $6 per meal per day. So for three meals a day,
straight up, that works out.
That automatically works out to $6,500
for the year.
All right. Now, I bet you that it's probably more than that because, you're not...
So you can't tell me you don't go to KFC at least once a year for a meal. There's $10.
Well, that's right. Or multiple times a week.
Yeah.
All right? Exactly. Or you don't have a pub meal, or you don't, you don't go and
out for dinner.
Yeah, yeah, out for dinner and do other things. That's $6,500 is $6 per meal, three times a day, standard...
365 days.
365 days a year. Right.
So, and what you could probably do is almost double that then if...
Yeah,
I would say double that for food if... Because again, I can guarantee you're eating KFC, Macca's a few times a year, even more than that.
Yeah, like I said, or going out with your friends,
or
doing this.
Dinner, exactly.
But then your phone and, you talk about a social life and having any kind of a social life. You're talking about Foxtel and bills and these different things. Like our super conservative estimate
with six dollar meals per day
and limited, $50 a month phone bill and this and that, right? Like you're still looking at $15,500 out of pocket
for
at the very, very least.
Yeah.
And if you sit there and you say, oh, nah, I can do it better than that, you're lying to me, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
It's not the cost of living in this country is too high for you to not be spending that kind of money on a yearly basis just on the bare essentials.
Yeah. And I guess the immediate comeback to that as well from parents or students is, well, I'm working then and I'm paying for it. Yeah, but you're still paying for it.
Yeah, but you're still paying for it.
You're still paying for it. You can work in the States as well. I actually worked over there for 4 years. So.
Well, that's it. Oh, yeah. Well, mom and dad, again, although that's not my problem. They'll just get a job and they'll contribute and they'll support themselves. Okay, we'll Yeah, but you're still paying it. Like some, whether it's mom or the student or yeah. or dad or whoever, the money is still being paid, and that's everyone's problem.
Yeah, and even though you aren't paying your university fees right now, the fees that we just spoke about to survive to live, you're going to be sitting at around. Well, I know it's going to be more, but being very conservative, $6 meals a day, no one can do that for a year. About $15,000. Per year.
Right. So if you take let's say $15,000 a year in just living costs that you're already paying and you're used to paying,
yeah.
And then you add the cost of your hex debt, so $16,000 a year on top of that, you put those together on a yearly basis, you're paying over 30,000 Australian a year
yeah.
to go to uni. Like no, the fees and you don't have to pay that till later, but okay. Coming back down to earth and looking at like the reality of the situation is in combination with what it costs you to live and your uni fees per year, you're paying over $30,000 a year. You are.
Yeah.
You can tell me I'm wrong. All right. You can do your own math, but, and even if you do your own math and you come up with a number that's different to that, it's not too different to that.
Yeah.
All right. At least 28,000. $29,000, $30,000 a year is what
pretty
you're
much,
spending.
Pretty much spot on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
We did the math.
We did the math.
Exactly. But the question that you always ask, cause when we're speaking about hex and repayments and it's your problem, it's not my problem, what is the first thing that you sort of usually
bring up? Why would you not want to go to the U.S. where you can pay an amount of money that you're already paying now? All right, let's say $15,000 that you're happy to pay that, all right, then you can go and have an unbelievable experience, yeah. train every single day as an athlete, or if you do performing arts or what, like have that experience of living abroad, studying, living on campus, having a meal plan, all those things for the same price that you're already paying now. So that $15,000... Like you could go to a school with that, like you live on campus there and you pay that same amount of money and that covers
all the costs of living as well as university.
No, like I said, exactly. It's not like your course costs $15,000 and then you have like accommodation and meals and all that stuff on top of that. Yeah. No, like I'm talking $7,500 a semester that goes towards, that's your tuition and fees. That's your room and board. All right. That's three meals a day.
Sporting equipment. Travel with the team.
Yeah. All that travel with your team. It's like, and then, you know, you get to the end of it. Let's say that you pay that $15,000 that you were already paying here anyway.
Yeah.
For those 4 years that you get an education, you get to the end of that. And yeah, like over a 4 year period, you paid $60,000. But then there's nothing to pay back. Yeah. Like there's no debt.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing, and that included your living.
Yeah, exactly. And using myself as a, I guess.
Yeah. Tell me what did you pay
as an example? So after year 12, I sort of knew I was going to the States. So that eight month period I had off, I worked for 7. Almost 8 months, saved up enough money for my first year to pay for that on my own.
Yeah.
My first year was around $12,000. I was a little bit luckier than I guess people are now with the exchange rate. Like we were almost even. There was even a time when I was over there when we were above the American dollar, so I was pretty lucky with that. But my first year of schooling was $12,000 for everything, 12,000 Australian dollars for everything. And I saved up enough in my before going over to actually pay for that myself. My second year, through different forms of scholarship, it went down to 8 for everything. And then my third and fourth year, through scholarship, transferring to a new school, I was only paying 4 per year, so another 8 for my final 2 years, again, for everything. So around $28,000 over my four years of university, $28,000 for absolutely everything. I paid it off as I went. I hopped on a payment plan. It wasn't too difficult to sort of cover the costs. I was able to work while I was over there as well.
And your parents helped you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. So my parents helped me as well. So, look, it was a little bit more than the the $28,000, but like in terms of the cost of living and what it actually cost was $28,000. So I would much rather that than coming out of university
and,
here.
And you didn't have any debt to pay back.
Exactly. Maybe a little bit of debt to my parents, but it's already covered. Yeah. I speak to people that are in their 30s and 40s still paying back hex debts, that, even people that are older than that. So
that's what I'm saying. Like we tell families, you know, when joining the program, like if you need to be able to sit there and think about $10,000 to $15,000 a year will cover your tuition and fees, your room and board, your sporting experience, like everything.
Yeah.
Like some people are happy to spend more and will spend more and that's okay. But even like I said, like if you can sit there and spend what you're already spending in this country to just live and be who you are, then like why wouldn't you want to go and do that? Like why wouldn't you want to go and pay less? Or at the very most, the exact same as what you're already paying.
Yeah.
And ultimately, have the experience that you can have.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And that's why I did go to the States, because I understood that. I saved up enough in my first sort of year before going over to the States that I was able to pay for it for myself. And then every year after that was cheap enough and my parents were happy to chip in and help out as well. And look, I'd much rather be paying mom and dad back than paying back the government over like
a 20 years
or something like that.
Well that's it.
And, with and a $50,000 hex debt. So
well, and you again, you didn't spend any more than what it was going to cost you, you know, to live here.
Hmm.
And at the end of it, like there wasn't this mountain of money that has already, you know, put you in the lurch that you had to start paying back. So yeah. Like. So again, when you think about it, the difference between how it works in Australia and how it works in the US, yeah, like it's different. And yes, like, you know, you pay things as you go, like semester by semester, year by year, you pay out of pocket.
Mm.
But that payment covers your tuition and fees, your room and board, like everything. So then at the end of that, you know, and instead of like When a family looks at this whole experience, like, you know, when a student leaves home and goes to the U.S., then the natural cost of living that person was accumulating in that household also goes with them.
Yeah.
And look, let's say that it stays the exact same as it was in that position, but it's in a different location.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's the same.
My dad always said to me that it was cheaper to keep me over there than it was to have me here in Australia and in the house. So, again, all my costs to keep me at home here, just move with me.
Well, then, that's it. And, like, if you're studying here in Australia, then you're going to pay those similar costs anyway, you know, over a 3 or 4 year period to live while going to uni and studying. And then you've accumulated 50 to 60,000, if not more.
At the end of it.
In debt that you're going to be then paying back for ages.
Yeah.
And look, like, mom and dad, like, is that your problem? Well, it's your kid's problem and your kid's yours. so therefore, yeah, like, it is.
Yeah.
Like, it is your problem. Like, it certainly should be.
It
like,
should be.
Like, you know, the whole mentality about, oh, yeah, let's fork out $20,000 a year for a great high school education.
Yeah.
And then leave uni studies to the student, like, that to me is baffling, right? Because it's completely opposite in the U.S. It's, you know, you go to a normal school like everybody else. It doesn't cost you to go to public school. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, you may, there may be some students that go to private schools throughout high school, but parents are saving from the, you know, my parents saved from the time that I was little to, you know, until I turned 18 and graduated from high school for me to go to college. Because I promise you, nobody... Like, when you go and apply for, you know, that awesome job that you've been thinking about, like, nobody cares about what high school you went to. Like, nobody, like, oh.
No one asks you what high
school. No, like, oh, what high school did you go to? Tell me about that.
Something grammar. Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, cool. Well, what'd you do after that?
Yeah.
What'd you do after that? How far does your education take you?
Yeah.
And no matter if you went to the best grammar school ever and stopped your education there, or somebody went to a public school and then took themselves, you know, to uni and did well there, and they've got a bachelor's degree or they've got a higher degree than that awesome grammar school year 12 certificate,
yeah,
like that person's going to get the job.
I think so.
100%.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll guarantee it.
So many guarantees in this episode.
No, but like, but it makes sense. So yeah. It's look, that's where I, you know, the one thing that about the Australian education system that baffles me is exactly that. Like, yeah, like just the opposite approach to education, mm-hmm, from what I grew up and what I know and how the U.S. system works. Like, the bottom line is that, you know, for a family that has a student that gets to the age of going to uni, whether they go to uni in Australia or they go or New Zealand or they go to the United States or they go to any other country, it's going to cost you money, right? If you defer the cost of your course by taking out HELP or HEX, like, great, but it's still the cost of living in this country. You're going to be paying 15, 16 grand a year regardless. Whether it's you or the student or combined effort between the two of you, you're all paying it,
yeah,
automatically. And what you can have by paying that exact same amount is this whole new experience and this whole, you know, this whole other thing that leads you to the exact same result, but then you don't have anything else to pay back.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a big difference.
It's a massive difference.
It's a big difference to me.
We'll go into HEX in a little bit more detail in the next segment again, and some of the views that parents have. So stay tuned. So as we just mentioned, Matt, here in Australia we have a tendency to spend a lot of money on our kids' high school education, expensive grammar schools, expensive private schools. Why? Look, I know for certain that you don't become who you're going to be from your time in high school. Like you mentioned before, if you're in a job interview, they're not going to ask you where you went to high school. Like, that's not a question that's going to come up. It might be, but more often than not, it's not. And that, look, that's not where you grow into the person you're going to be, high school. That's university. That's where I become the person I am. It was from uni. That's why I have this job, was from going to university in the US. So... and I know you don't really understand that, being an American. It's something that's a little different, as you mentioned.
That's right. Like I don't understand it. I understand it. Like, I know how it works.
Yeah.
And I hear the thought process every single day, but it doesn't make my reaction every time I hear it,
yeah,
change. Because I'm just like, I'm wow.
Yeah.
Like, really? Like, you know, it's just, yeah. Like, I went to, like I said, and it's just the thing in the States. Like, I went to a public high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, I made pretty average grades, but I graduated and I had a, you know, average SAT score.
High school certificate,
SAT I had school. I had a dream of going and playing collegiate soccer, and I did. I went to three different schools over a period of 4 years when I getting my education. Once I got into uni, all the grades that I made in uni, like those replaced everything from high school, and I made really good grades because I was studying something that I enjoyed. And you know, I graduated with honors, had the ability to go to any postgraduate program in the United States to pursue, you know, advanced physiology or athletic training or physio.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout that whole time, I was also coaching and I fell in love with that. So I chose to not do postgrad in that and focus on coaching and do that. And none of that was because of high school.
Yeah.
Like, I got done with high school, and I had no clue what I was going to do. I thought I was going to, oh, yeah, I'll be a PE teacher or something like that. Like, I had I had an idea, whoever knows what they're going to do and how they're going to be for the rest of their life coming out of high school, like, that's not, it doesn't make sense. No, like,
I had no idea.
No, exactly, and I don't think a lot of kids do. They think they do until they start doing something and realize, not, that's not what I want to do.
I'm sure there's, like, hundreds of parents listening out there that say, I still don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Well, but, and that's the thing. So it's really, like, it's not high school that that determines the rest of your life. Yeah. No, it's that next step. It was uni. It was from 18 to like 22, 23. Like that was the time in my life that things molded into place and I started becoming the person that I am. And look, it's like things work a little bit backwards here. I don't know. It's like, yep, we're going to pay for your high school studies. And we're happy to fork out top dollar for those because we want to instill, you know, a great mentality about education so that you want to further it and go as far as possible. That's great. But, you know, you've just finished high school and look, we forked out for high school. So
you're 18 now.
It's, you know, good luck to you.
Yeah. And I think that's what it is. I think that's exactly what the mentality is here in Australia.
Yeah.
It's like, you're an adult now, like, go fend for yourself. High school is done. Whatever you do, it's up to you and you'll take care of. So
good luck, son. Good luck. Good luck, honey.
Yeah. I think that's it. You know, it's not my problem anymore.
No, it's like, oh, look, you get to age 18 and it's like, whoa, whoo, glad that's over.
Yeah.
And I mean, Hex obviously, will take care of you now.
Obviously, we're not saying that you don't care about your kids anymore.
Right.
Because obviously, do more than anyone, but...
Yeah, but the financial outlay for educational costs, it's like you, as parents here in Australia, like, and New Zealand, it's like, oh, well, it's not my problem anymore.
Yeah, which is why the question of Hex always comes up, you know, well, I was never going to pay for the university here in Australia because they could just Hex that. So why would I pay for their university fees in America if I wasn't gonna pay for it here? So,
like, my question to that, well, wouldn't you... You know, rather your kid come out of uni with an unbelievable experience, like a great education, something that has made them resilient and independent and motivated with a lot less debt, all right? And if it's debt, then it's debt to you as opposed to
the government.
To the government.
Anyone else, yeah.
Or anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, like I understand, like, again, it's not that I don't understand the thought process around it,
yeah,
but like it doesn't,
doesn't
like
click.
No, it does. It just doesn't click because again, like how it works in where I come from is that like you're saving your precious pennies from the time that you're young
for university.
Yeah, to go to college.
Yeah,
to go to college because college, like, that is the point in time when your education matters the absolute most. And again, I will never understand that concept of saying, oh, when your education matters the most, you're on your own. Hex will take care of you.
Yeah.
And then but that's it.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases it is. And it prevents kids from being able to, you know, like, oh, well if I can't get Hex to go overseas, then, you know, then I can't do it. Or if I don't get a full scholarship, then it's just not going to work. Well, no, readjust the way that you think about it and realize that regardless of if you're going to uni or you're sitting on your duff, you know, at your house and just having a good time, like you're paying $15,000-$16,000, if not more, $1,000 a year just to live in this country.
Yeah.
So you might as well take that money, go and invest it in something, the exact same amount of money that you can get tuition and fees, room and board, sporting experience, study abroad. Like
incredible experience, unbelievable experience.
That's not going to cost you any more than what you're already spending.
Yeah,
and then at the end of it, you could have the same degree that you would have been, you know, $50,000-$60,000 in debt for, with no debt or only a bit of debt that you're paying back your parents.
Yeah, and again, I think like there's a bit of a misconception, like you can't work in the States, but you can. Like,
you can.
I worked while I was over there. A few night shifts, etc. In my first year, my second year, I worked off campus. Third and fourth year, I worked off campus as well. But fees were sort of cheap enough that my parents were happy to chip in without me working too much. So, like
you during the full time semesters, you can work 20 hours a week on campus.
Yeah.
And then in your second, third, and fourth year, like you can work off campus up to, you know, the same amount of hours.
A week, yeah.
But then in the summertime, you can work full time.
Yeah.
Like you can work full time in the summer, like on campus or doing something that relates to what you're studying.
Yeah.
And work full time over the summer. Save, you know, let's say in the summer you make $3,000 and then that's your spending money. Like and then you're continuing to work when you're on campus. Like, no, you're not able to completely offset every bit of cost that you're going to have to go to uni, like in the States. But you are able to offset those costs. Plus, if you do the right thing in class, you keep working hard as an athlete or as a student, like, you can increase scholarship and you can use one experience to lead you to the next one that's going to be even cheaper. And like you just use the system in the way that it's designed to get through it, have an awesome experience, get a great education, have an unbelievable sporting experience or performing arts experience or a visual arts experience or just a student experience.
Yeah, study abroad type
thing. Yeah, and then come back with an awesome degree and an awesome story to tell and no debt.
Yeah, no debt.
No debt.
No debt.
Which none is, whatsoever. Exactly. And that is the... That is the... I cannot tell you. For all you kids that are 17, 18 years old listening to this, like you sit there and say, oh...
It's a lot easier than you think. It's a lot easier than you think.
No, but what's not easy is to climb out of debt.
No, that's not easy.
No, like debt is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, and to sit there and say, oh, yeah, just go to I'll hex it, and, I'll pay it back when I start making money. Like you still don't even have a concept of, like, what it costs to live by yourself completely independent. Like,
and then
I just told you,
a 50 grand loan.
That's it. Like, I pay $21,000 a year just in rent. And that's not including my bills or my food or anything like that. So imagine when you get done with uni, all right, and your parents are like, no, we're really done now. Like, if you're living at home and you're going to uni and you got an education and you know, you're working a little bit and you're contributing here and there, okay, great. Then you finish uni. Then what? Well, then that's when you're supposed to really be on your own. Mm. All right? And you're living in an apartment or you're renting, you know, a townhouse or you know, something like that. And, you know, then you're looking at what I'm talking about right now in paying your rent on a weekly and monthly basis, paying your bills, paying your Foxtel, paying your internet, paying your phone bill, all right, getting food, cooking it for yourself, going to work every single day, all right, and also don't forget, like, you've got $60,000 that you're climbing out of for the next how many years? You don't even know.
Yeah.
So look, hex is a problem.
Yeah.
It's your problem. It's your parents' problem. It's everyone's problem, and it's your job to. Like listen to this episode and think about it, because you know, you don't think about it until it's here. That's the way that this country works. You don't think about things until it happened.
Guilty.
Yeah. but right. And that's why I hope, you know, episodes like this help people, is because excuse me. It's real.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't pay it now, but you're gonna pay it.
You'll be paying it.
And you're gonna be paying it for a long time. Yeah. So you know, let's say you go to the States and you pay 15 out of pocket over a 4-year period, you get a degree, and then you get to come back and it's going to be challenging enough to figure out how to pay your rent, you know, get a job, pay your rent, pay your bills, get your food, sort yourself out in that way. But you also don't have that added stress of $60,000 sitting on your shoulders that you're also paying back in addition to trying to figure out how everything else works.
Yep.
So, look, food for thought.
You just went on a rant.
Oh, look, man. I could talk about this for ages.
You just went on one. But look, I guess that's the mentality that people have here, that parents have here. Well, I don't have to pay for anything when they go to uni because they're an adult now. Hex will take care of it. They'll be working as well as going to uni so they can take care of their own food and all that kind of stuff. Awesome. If that's the case, well, they could probably kiss their sport goodbye.
Yeah. No time for sport.
Full-time work, full-time uni. Yeah, I promise you sport's probably going to go out the window, or they'll still be playing, just not at a high level. If they are playing at a high level or competing at a high level, then that's probably going to take away from their studies.
Their ability
to
study
or from work. So it's a little bit different, whereas in the States it's all sort of tied in together. Less hours in the classroom, so you have more time to work if need be. You have all the time in the world to obviously play your sport. You also live on campus, so it's much easier to go to and from places. It's all sort of in a central location. So again, two completely different systems, but
big differences.
Yeah, big differences.
But differences that you need to genuinely think about. Like, and people ask, oh, can could I do this? Like, could we afford to send our you know, our student to the United States and go to college over there? Well, look, like the fact that you live in a country that costs so much to live in as is, if you can afford to live here, then yes,
you can afford to do it.
You can afford to do it.
Yeah.
You just have to be honest with yourself. You know, you have to break down things and look at it and have a plan in place. And then the student athlete, like, don't be afraid to contribute either.
Yeah.
Like,
it's also your problem. It's exactly.
Like, if you're looking at something like this, it's not, hey, mom and dad, like, fork it out. I'm ready to go overseas. Like no, like, you look at ways that you can help contribute to that overall experience. Like, work and save like Jacob did. Like,
it's not hard to work part-time throughout year 11 and 12, you know, a small job, which I'm sure a lot of our athletes have part-time jobs.
Yeah, and then year 12 ends, and you've got 8 solid months.
Free.
Full-time work.
Full-time sport and work.
That's it. Like, full-time sport, full-time work, save money, and then bang, like...
I guarantee you'll have enough for your first year, potentially year and a half, if that's, you know, if you start saving as early as possible. Because again, you may not think that hex is your problem. It certainly is. So is this, by the way. It's the costs involved is your problem as well, but you can make it work. Again, like Matt said, if you're honest with yourself, you go through a budget analysis, you understand what you're spending money on, for, you know, what it costs to play your sport, food, room and board, if you pay rent, whatever it may be, and break that down, you'll see a number similar to the $15,000. And again, that's around what it costs to go to school in the US. So it's certainly possible, and it's easier than what you think. I know it can be daunting sort of thinking about going to the other side of the world and it's going to cost a fortune, but it really doesn't.
Yeah, like the funny one that I like, when people think about it, oh, $15,000 a year, or let's say $20,000 a year over 4 years, that's $80,000. Where am I going to come up with $80,000?
Where am I supposed to get
$60,000 from? Yeah. Like, mate, like, I'm not asking you to get it tomorrow. Like, like, no, you, it's something, again, that, like, you don't pay for your whole 4 years up front.
Straight
up. You don't, you know, literally, it's semester by semester, year by year. Scholarships help offset things. You can work on campus and help offset things.
Help on payment plans.
You can, yeah, there's payment plans to do it, and you're only paying for what you're using. So, like, you sit there and you think about $60,000 over 4 years. Well, great. Like, that's if your cost stays 15 the whole time. Let's say the first 2 years, first year's 15, second year's 10, and then your last 2 years on full scholarship. All right, you just paid 25 over 4 years, and look, you were spending that just to live in this country before you went over. So it's like,
yeah.
Again, I could do this for hours, Richo.
Let's sum up the episode really quickly, Matt. First of all, hex. Again, hex is your problem.
Hex is everyone's problem.
Hex is your problem. Hex needs to be paid back. I think that the threshold right now is once you start making $55,000 a year, that's when you have to start paying it back.
Yep.
It used to be 54 last year, but now it's up to 55. You cannot hex the cost of living.
Nope.
The cost of living here in Australia is pretty high. It's definitely high compared to the US. You know, we said to live here in Australia, it's around $16,000 per year, probably more than likely more than that. And look, again, you have to pay your hex debt eventually, and majority of the time it's sort of anywhere between
15 and 17 a year on average.
Yeah.
So again, you look at the normal cost of living, let's say it's 15. You look at the, let's say, 16 as a yearly hex expense.
Yeah.
You put that together, that's $31,000 a year. Like, yeah, you can do it.
I guess what you have to think of is, where do you want to be after coming out of university? What would you rather be doing? Where would you want to be financially, I guess? Would you rather be paying back a large amount of money to the government once you start making a certain amount and you're an adult and you have all your other bills that you've got to deal with as well? Or would you rather be paying the same amount that it costs to live here in Australia, you know, save up enough to even pay for your first, second year before going over and only maybe owe a bit of money to your parents coming out of university?
While having an unbelievable experience in the States. That's it. And then at the end of that, like I said, 23, 24 years old, like trying to establish yourself as an actual independent adult,
yeah.
Not have a $60,000, you know, barbell sitting on your head, all right, that you're having to pay back. Like, it's just, yeah, it's I'm telling you now, like $5,000 is hard to pay back.
Yep. You
multiply that by 10? it's crazy. Yep. It's years and years and years and years and years of payments. So think about it.
Well, here's an example. It paid me 1 year, just under a year, to pay a $5,000 loan back, paying off bits and pieces. So times by another 10.
Yeah.
How many years?
That's 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
11 years.
Yeah, I'm paying it back over 10, 11 years, but I guarantee it'll be more than that. So, yeah, just food for thought again.
Okay, think about it. Because I promise you, Hex, help. All right, yeah, offset the cost, pay it back later. No, you still pay it back. It is your problem. Parents, students, athletes, it's everyone's problem. Everyone's problem. So think about it.
Exactly. Hopefully you guys enjoyed Boston College in the background, a big NCAA Division I program. We have an athlete heading over there this August, which is pretty exciting. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to any podcast app, subscribe to everything. Just subscribe to everything.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. We're pumping out great stuff week by week. Enjoy what we do. Richo, another awesome episode.
Another awesome episode. Hopefully you guys learn a lot about Hex help.
That's it. It's help now.
It's help now. So, look, stay tuned and we'll be back next week. So, yeah.
Very good.